At the grand age of 10 going on 30, Elizabeth was certain in her knowledge of the world. When I invited her to go to a musical for the first time and asked her if she was excited, she said, "What's the big deal? I've seen lots of musicals on television, so I already know what they're like." I replied agreeably, "Maybe you do, but why don't you wait and see before you make up your mind?" She gave me one of those politely exasperated looks kids give adults when they think they're being given a condescending answer, but she left the room to get dressed. Warm in the sun and feeling a breeze tug at her new short curls, Maggie lost all track of time. "You look content." A smiling and very male voice rumbled in her ear. Ian McAllister. If there were one thing she could have added to this afternoon to make it absolutely toe-curlingly perfect, it would be him. All these years, I thought it was my friends who were a little crazy. But now, I'm starting to think it's me. I mean, sure, I've always been a smidge overzealous about clipping coupons, but I assumed I was just more frugal than most people. I suppose you could consider it odd that I've never tried meatloaf before. It just seems so unappealing. How can meat be a loaf? That's all I'm asking. Thank you for listening. This is Mary Jo Fernandez.